This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25.
C4 Energy, the leader in mental and performance energy drinks. Save 20% off with code INGO20.
Origo Shoes, guided by barefoot foot design principles to support the integrity of your feet. Save 10% off with code MMA25. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 727.
My
name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by my fans, for my fans. Walk the line between the serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there? Agave?
That nectar of the gods.
Nothing. I drank it. I thought we were talking. We've been chatting a while. I'm like,
that's true. That's why I bring two drinks down, Ingo, because okay. I usually drink one and then really loud. And then I may have.
Yeah, it's
little...
weird. Sometimes we're both tired and we're like, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, let's do it. And other times we're like very chatty. talking about everything. So you never know. We've already had a show before we started.
I know. We got a download for about an hour of like, hey, what's going on this week and blah, 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 or past week.
The Bears are going on.
Oh, my God. You know, Bears.
I think you were so mad when I was texting you in this like second quarter. And you're just like, this shit sucks.
Okay. I'm like, this is okay. What are they doing? This offense blows. Cole Kmet, like, what are you doing? That motherfucker had the worst game I've ever seen from a tight end. I think he dropped two or three passes. Couldn't block worth a damn. Had, I think, two false starts on top of it. Holy shit. Killing the team.
Yeah, well, the Raiders' defensive line's pretty good, right? So they put a lot of pressure on
Fucking Max Crosby, Jesus Christ. He must have batted at least three balls, got an interception, was all over Caleb the whole fucking game.
Yep.
He's unstoppable. And he's so lean. He looks like a tight end out there.
He does, but he's fast.
Yeah.
Incredibly fast. So.
Fuck, man. Yeah. And like, can we get a running back, please? Please, we can't run the ball to save our lives.
I like what's his name, Manunga or whatever. I think that guy could be decent. Give him another year or two. But Swift is not my favorite.
So. No, he's good on if he gets to outside.
Yeah,
he can't go up the middle. Nothing out here. Just go outside,
right?
And because if he can break one if he gets out there, and sometimes you get him on a short pass and he's on the outside, you can fucking zip it down. But I also wonder, like, why can't we have our own announcing crew? I don't understand this. Because, like, you watch the Blackhawks, you have the same announcers. And then every once in a while, excuse me, it'll be a national game. And then you'll have, like, the national guys come in. But for football, it's just, we have these announcers. We have these announcers. And I forgot to mention, like, how much I fucking hate Tom Brady as a goddamn announcer last week. He's a fucking elitist prick. Jesus Christ. Fuck that guy as an announcer. Man,
it's not the first time I heard that from someone.
That's so bad.
I'm not the biggest fan. I don't think he's that great of a commentator. I think he was a good quarterback, but
yes.
I think he peaked at quarterback.
That's a good assessment.
That's it. So not a fan. Right. He just kind of likes to look pretty and smile a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
fuck him. And then these guys, I'm like, I just want people that really know Chicago, because I'm listening to the guys call the game. Like, have you ever watched a Bears game? Because it doesn't sound like you have.
No.
So just home. Because what I used to do, I don't know if they're still around, but like when I was younger, we used to just have the radio on and then watch the game and turn the announcers off, so you'd have consistent announcers. So maybe that's what I need to do. Let's go back to listen to the radio call of the game, because then you're getting Bears announcers. And that's what I want. I want bias. I want bullshit. I don't want guys that don't know the game. I don't want elitist pricks calling the game.
You want the announcers to be rooting for the home team. Like,
yes,
unapologetically. Just every call is a fucking shit call.
Exactly. Like, oh, we're getting fucked again by these refs. They're going to fuck one time a game. We get fucked.
It's perfect. Maybe you should be on the show.
Maybe.
You and Brian can start that. And then you have a football podcast.
Yeah, they were doing it for a while.
Oh, they were. There you go.
But
but
life
only
catches
Bears.
up. Yeah.
Yes.
Only
Should be
Bears.
only Bears.
And then while we're talking about the Bears, and they shouldn't have won that game, and they won it, and now we have the perfect scenario, right? This is what we're talking about. 2-2 into the bye week, and then you're going to get a lot of guys getting healthy again and coming back. So hopefully we keep going, because I think this was a huge win, and like momentum is building, right?
Like, well, all the videos in the locker room afterwards, the team is fired up, man. They're
fuck
crazy.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson's got them ready to run through a wall. So that is exciting. I don't know if they can keep that up for the whole season, but I hope so.
Yeah, and then hopefully, like, at the – I don't know when the trade deadline is, but say we can just go on a streak, because, like, we haven't won two games in a row in a fucking long time. So – maybe we can pick up a running back. Maybe we can pick up a big fucking person that can rush the quarterback and put some more heat on, get some sacks. Because I feel like we're kind of lacking in that. And then if we get all our guys healthy, like, shit, we're going in the right direction. So feel good about it again. I'm back in until they lose a couple, and then I'm back
until
out.
2 weeks from now when he's out.
So fair weather right now. I'm ride or die for a while, and then at some point you're like, I can't do this anymore. Like, yeah, you hurt me too much.
Totally fair.
And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is, so I read the NFL just announced the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh God, yeah.
We're gonna have Bad Bunny as a performer?
Not even an English speaker.
Dude, what the fuck is a Bad Bunny?
I don't know. It's what the kids are listening to.
But who watches this? You tell me that's the right demographic for
the
football?
No, I don't think so. No.
I got a suggestion. Couple. Well, two. Okay. One, I would love a hard rock band, but how about fucking Oasis?
You're reading my mind. I literally was just gonna say that. That's, I don't know. They're touring and they're blowing stadiums out. I'm so pissed I didn't go to that. The tickets were crazy expensive, like $1,000 for a
ticket.
Oh
my God.
I wanted to go so bad.
They were in Chicago, right?
Yeah, like a month ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was in the queue at Ticketmaster. I hit okay. You know, I don't know if you bought tickets recently. You click on join the queue 10 minutes before, and it said you are number 2,300,000 and something. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to get a fucking ticket. And I waited, and then it just froze and it didn't do anything. But then resale tickets, nosebleeds, $1,000. I heard it was awesome.
Jesus.
I think that'd be great. Freaking Oasis. I love this idea.
Yeah. Why aren't we doing this kind of shit? Why, I forgot who I read. I want to say it was Jay-Z. I think it's his production company gets to choose who's performing at the Super Bowl. And I think that's why you keep seeing these choices. They're like, who the fuck likes this? Like, this doesn't seem like the right demographic. But, you know, I feel like there's going to be enough uproar that they're not going to actually fucking perform. So maybe we could still get somebody cool. I mean, I feel like the perfect timing is for Oasis, no?
Oasis, it's perfect for them, yeah.
How long did they break up? It was quite a while.
20 years? 20.
Fuck.
Their documentary, I forgot what it's called. It's really good. It was on Netflix for a while. It talks about their, because really they seem like they've been around a long time, but they had like a year and a half of like massive fame. They went from like zero to, I think they had a weekend where they played 500,000 fan shows in a row or something like that. So it was like crazy. And then nothing, because the brothers fucking try to kill each other.
Just like, and now they're holding it together. I don't know how good or how bad, but it's working.
I heard it was really good. So
cool.
I've heard good people said it was awesome. So that's a great idea. I hope that happens.
Let's do this. People get behind this. Make it happen. Because I'm sick of the fucking nonsense at halftime. I don't even remember what last year was. It was mumble rap.
Oh, mumble rap. Oh, was it?
I could look it up. You could look it up. I'm not going to look it
not
up.
Not going to look it up. It was bad, though. Didn't like it.
Exactly.
I didn't even watch it. So
no, turn the shit off.
Or we need something like what Lady Gaga did. That was crazy.
Yeah, hers. I still have a performance recorded because I think that was still one of the
flew
best.
In from the things. Like,
fuck yeah.
You're fucking nuts.
She went hardcore. Like, And I appreciate that. You had, she did like a lot of training for it. I'm going, how is she, this lady, not out of breath? Like, she's working so hard, man. Just boom, boom, outfit change. I'm playing a fucking piano. Now I'm flying. Like, yeah, she dropped in from the fucking roof. Like, I wouldn't do that shit. I don't give a fuck. That's crazy. Like, have a stunt double do that and do some smoke and mirrors. But no, she did it. Anyway, well, that, I mean, that's the NFL. They have their head up the ass most of the time. Most of the time. With all their nonsense slogans on the back of their helmets. I'm like, can we just leave the politics out of fucking sports? Yeah, like, I don't watch it for you to tell me end racism. I watch it for watching the Bears fucking crush their opponents. That's right. What I live
for. You want to see destruction.
Right.
We want to see the Bears and their opponents, not racist. Right. Yes. I like it.
Anyway, let's go right into MMAs. Where do you want to start?
I'll just a quick sidebar. Yes. I just read that ESPN, even though the UFC is not there anymore, they're raising their prices by like another dollar or two per month. So it's like, I think they're feeling the heat from the loss of the UFC, and number of subscribers probably went way down. So now they're trying to get a buck back for whoever's left. I guess a dollar goes a long way.
Seems like everyone's doing that. But is that part of Disney? Because I thought they were raising shit too.
Disney, ESPN, Disney, and Hulu, I think. I think there's some package available. You can get all three, but I don't know what that costs.
Yeah, I've got some bizarro package, I think, through Verizon. I don't even know what it is. It might be $10 a month, but then there's ads on the fucking ESPN. So even when I buy the pay-per-view, then I go to watch it the next day and I have to sit through a minute ad before I can watch the pay-per-view that I bought. What the fuck are we doing? Like, just raping me and then re-raping me for whatever. But you know what? That ends next year. So you can fuck your own face literally and figuratively. ESPN's. A couple of those for the road. Let's talk about the big card that's happening this weekend. UFC 320. I will share this as I close all their fucking ads. Ankalaev versus Pereira 2. Pereira. I like his bald head there. He looks tough as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't like this Abraham Lincoln beard on everybody. I gotta say that.
That's what they do to keep warm over there in the stands.
I know, but why the no mustache? It bothers me immensely.
It's in the way of the something.
Yeah, like of the something.
Like, of the something.
Exactly.
When you're out in the bush, Matt, you know, and you just
like, it's all about the bush and go.
Keep it clean.
That's right. Keep it clean. We got Ankalaev versus Pereira. 2. Fucking Marab versus Corey Sandhagen. Yuri Bagrayich, Roundtree. We got a lot of good fights. Emmett's on here.
Yeah.
Joe Fire, Fur. And then, you know, undercards, undercard, right? Early prelims. Got to go with the standard. No picture.
No picture one.
But you get the gist. It looks like a solid main card, but.
It does.
I don't know. We're gonna, do you want to talk about any of this fight specifically? You heard me.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about the main event if you don't mind. I don't think it's going to go any differently. I think we're going to get a lot of Ankalaev being able to like manage things, getting some takedowns, and just control things. Smothering, I guess, is the word. I don't see Pereira like catching him with much. So I'm going to go with like a boring decision. Smothering, boring decision.
Yeah, I want to disagree, but I don't think I can. Eight ball's right here. Maybe I can. Ooh, maybe the eight ball can talk a little sense to us. Probably pulled a muscle on that one. So it's Ankalaev gonna win. Fucking eight ball, we haven't broke you out. Oh, you son of a bitch! We went 3-0. So I don't know.
That's bad.
Yeah. What happens when that happens?
It's always bad.
Something bad's going to happen. Nothing's like majority draw or like something
gonna be some
crazy
weird thing that happens.
Freak injury. Someone breaks his leg on the way to the octagon. Right. Oh, no. Sorry. And then the Marab fight. You have Sanhagen, no chance. No chance.
Yeah.
It's the goddamn cardio is so hard to overcome. When cardio plus the skill to back it up. That's the problem.
Like a little fire plug. He just goes and goes and goes. Like he energizes a bunny.
Yeah, and someone just posted a video of him in a pool, like swimming from one end to the other, and like, oh my God, he's got so much cardio. I'm like, motherfucker, I don't even remember like swimming in high school. I think I did 75, 80. I think I got three laps plus a quarter of a lap underwater. So I probably did about 85 yards underwater once.
Whoa.
I'm like, I almost got the fucking 100 yards. It was tough. But that's when you're fucking in swim mode and doing all
that's
this
crazy
shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. How long is that? Like 2 minutes?
No, it wasn't that long. But also, I have fucking asthma. So it's like weird. Oh. And I don't think I was taking any drugs for asthma at that point. So a good thing to do when you have asthma is swim. Feels like you're drowning. Oh my God. This is the worst. But, anyways. This Prokryach versus Roundtree. I kind of like Roundtree in this one too.
I do too. I just think, yeah, I don't
kicks,
know.
Yeah, Muay Thai. Yuri's very unconventional.
It could be over quick, you know. Yeah, I think that won't go past the one round. Is my prediction.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good fights when you look at.
There's decent stuff going on. We'll have to see how it all plays out. You know.
Yeah.
It's kind of for me. But
I hear you. Let's do a little sponsor action.
Sure.
I'll lead this one off. Okay. So this episode is brought to you by OneSkin. And what do I personally like about OneSkin? Well, it keeps my skin looking delicious, nutritious, and possibly even bootylicious or oombalicious. Looks so good you could eat it, Ingo. Like what? It's like fried chicken.
Sometimes
you eat the skin, sometimes you don't.
Uh-huh. It puts the lotion on its skin.
That's right.
Customers consistently rave about how their skin is smoother, firmer, and healthier looking, with results that get better over time, improving both the appearance and the overall health of their skin. No wonder OneSkin's products have over 10,000 five-star reviews. Certified safe for sensitive skin, their products are free from over 1,500 harsh or irritating ingredients. Dermatologists tested and have been awarded the National Eczema Association Seal of Acceptance by the NEA, delivering powerful results without the side effects.
That's right. And they're born from over 10 years of longevity research. OneSkin's OS01 peptide is proven to target the cells that cause the visible signs of aging, helping you unlock the healthiest skin and hair. Now, as you age, for a limited time, try OneSkin with 15% off using code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FIT15. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They're on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
And they just came out with this month's new scent, The Great Wave. And what's it like? Paying homage to the iconic Japanese painting, The Great Wave, the scent evokes the moment just before the wave crashes as yuzu and a saltwater accord fill the air with energy. Sea moss adds a verdant twist as Noki grounds the scent like calm in the eye of the storm. And we have a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. And just like that, back to the show.
Okay. Hey, did you see this Wanderlei Silva weirdness out there? I'm not sure what to make of this, but there was a boxing exhibition, right, that he was involved in. And I think he got a little crazy.
He got DQ'd.
Right. He did a little like head button situation. You know, Vanderlei being Vanderlei.
Right.
Goes from hero to villain. And there's a little skirmish, right? So they're like kind of getting crazy in the cage. Here's Vanderlei. He's kind of hanging around. You see him up there
he
on
got
the upper right
sucker
hand
punched
corner.
in the
And
back
then
of
he
the
gets
head.
hit in fucking head and out cold on the ground.
He got sucker punched twice there. So he took two shots to the back of the head. He was rocked. And then
Yep.
someone else came in and rocked him again and fucking flatlined him.
Here's another angle.
And he's not trying to fight. He's just trying to break shit up if you watch his actions. The guy is fucking almost 50 years old. I got a huge problem with these motherfuckers coming in there and assaulting him.
No
And
good.
I think I have a picture of him the day after. Let me find this.
He got banged up. That was from that, right?
Yeah. And he's having headaches and all sorts of shit going on.
Oh, damn.
So he got fucked up. So not all, and I think it was the guy who was fighting his son that fucking jumped him from behind and clocked him twice in the back of the head and then caught him from the side where he didn't see it. And then you had Fabricio Verdum and they're just fucking unloading combos on everybody. But again, like the guy is fucking 50 years old. Do you need to be fucking hitting him in the back of the head?
I
That's
don't think so.
assault, brother.
For sure. This keeps happening. It's crazy.
Like, I don't know where that happened at. I feel like it was probably in Brazil, but who knows? And I would like to see some charges levied against whoever assaulted fucking Vanderlei.
I'm not
Grant,
opposed to that.
granted, he fucking was wrong with the headbutt, but he got DQ'd, so he lost the fight. It doesn't mean you come in and fucking try to assault him, so they can fuck right off. I feel like a suitable punishment. Cut the guy's balls off.
I like it. Do
Neuter
it.
him. Spay or neuter your
Make them pay
pets.
for life.
Yes. You don't need to reproduce. You're a cocksucker, and we'll treat you as such. Let's see. Oh, so Dana White was talking about Zuffa Boxing. He said they're going to debut a new ring design.
Oh, cool.
So is he talking about a pentagon? Like, what are we talking about?
A new ring design.
Yeah, pentagon.
It's a new ring that's actually an octagon.
Yeah.
New.
Right. And
They
then
have
he was,
go
go
ahead.
ahead.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say more about it. Go ahead. You finish.
No, I was just going to say they were also talking about new rules in
Okay.
boxing. So what the hell would you change? Like, how do you change boxing to add new rules?
Soccer kicks to the head.
Okay, fine.
I like that. No, I think they were saying that Dana was talking about how this is just like the UFC started. Like they were, you know, boxing is in a weird state, and he thinks he can have success with boxing just like with the UFC. It's just going to take some time. So,
We're talking about just like pay fighters less money, no sponsorship, wear your uniform.
Yeah.
Only
In a
Reebok?
different ring, yes.
Your bonus is a 10% off coupon at Reebok?
Yep. Yeah, why is a boxing ring square, right? Think about that. Maybe that's it. It's going to be a circle.
Yeah, so there's no corners. But people have done that. Like, isn't that bare knuckle? Isn't that a fucking
Oh, yeah. Does that
rounding?
make sense? I think so. Sort of.
It's short. Well, it's shorter too. Like smaller,
Yeah.
fucking dog cage. That's what we're gonna go 6x6, right?
6x6 cage, yeah.
Oh my god, please! You don't even need a ref in there. So yeah, that was going on. What else? Conor McGregor had some demands for the UFC White House card.
Okay, what are they?
Now, I'm gonna pull him up here. You said he wants $100 million to fight at the White House card, along with 100 US golden visas for myself and family and friends. And he's just saying, like, I look forward to entertaining the fighting world once again, a pleasure I never take for granted. So what do you think about that? You think he's
What the
gonna
hell is a
get
golden visa? What is that?
that's that thing Trump was floating out there. I think it's like $100,000 and you can just fucking kind of jump the line and you have a visa. However that works.
So you have to pay $100,000?
Yeah, it might even be more. I don't remember exactly. I think it's $100,000 and you get a fucking jump the line and you can basically come into the country with the gold visa.
So the country wants money. I like it. He's running like a business. You want premium seats, baby? You got to pay the piper.
That's right. Exactly. You are number 2 million in queue. Cool, man. And so hold the thought on if you think that's fair. And then he also said he's negotiating not with the UFC, but with the White House or the Trump administration itself. So what do you think about that? What do you think about his demands? Is he going to get over that?
I think it's possible. I think the one thing I'll say is I watched that Dana White on 60 Minutes yesterday on CBS, and he did say that Trump gave them a shot back in the day at his casinos, and this feels a lot like that. Like, he's always loved combat sports. So I think Conor might get what he wants. I don't. I think remember Armageddon, where the movie where they're going. Oh, they like blow up the asteroid, right? And at the end of the movie, they send these astronauts. Can I tell you this is?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm not.
I don't want to ruin the movie for you, but
it's like only like 20 years old. Right?
So, okay. So they like tell them like you're gonna die when you do this, and then and then you could die, like highly like, but you might come back. And then they like ask them what they want, and they had some weird demands. And then one of them was, and we never want to pay taxes ever again. So on anything ever. And the guy was like, done. Like, it was, you know, so I was like, that's kind of similar. Like, you Conor can ask what he wants. He's going to be like, I want this to happen. You want me to fight on this card? Trump's going to be like, I want to see this fight. He's like, I'll make it happen. I'm the president.
Nice.
I can do
that. What was the other one? The movie Pixels, when you had who was the little guy in Game of Thrones? Peter Dinklage.
Yes.
He's going, I want to have a threesome with Martha Stewart and one of the Williams sisters in the White House. Make it happen.
Whoa. Martha's, that is different. That could be a wild night. I don't know what to expect there. That could be crazy. You might not come out unscathed.
I don't know. Something's coming out. It's definitely going to be scathed, but fuck. So, yeah. I don't know. Strange things are afoot, but I'll tell you what. Conor McGregor is fighting. So, that's happening for sure. And then he also said that I think he's got two fights left on his UFC contract. If he does that White House one, that's one, and then he can fill in one other one. And then he says, once that's done, BKFC, here I come.
Well,
because he's also part owner of BKFC.
That makes sense.
And I feel like he'll do so well over there.
I think he could, yeah, especially with his style. So,
and then the last thing of the UFC White House card, Jorge Masvidal says he wants in. He wants to come out of retirement. And he wants to fight Leon Edwards. Can we make this happen?
I mean, sure. Sounds interesting.
He fought backstage, and then, like, we never got that.
Get some beef going?
Fuck yeah.
I like that. That's a good matchup.
So what else has happened out there? Well, straight vodka.
I don't know if we talked about this last week, because I think I was looking at some of this as it was happening, but the pay... You have to pay to play with the UFC for events. Did we talk about this? I don't remember. So, like, I'll just say
we've talked about it in like over the years, but go ahead.
Yeah, apparently, like, you know, they are making people pay like ridiculous money. I guess when they went over to was it Abu Dhabi for the first time, they paid $20 million to the UFC as like an appearance fee.
Site fee, yeah.
Yeah. So, and this is like going on, like they're just making tons. This is it. They're making tons of money on this back end shit. They just have to have an event. So, and people are paying them to have this event. $20 million for UFC. You don't have to make money at that point. Where the fuck is that money going?
It's like they're not even double dipping. They're not even triple dipping. They're quadruple dipping on everything.
Absolutely.
It's so disgusting. Because this is part of the reason why they never had a UFC Hawaii. Because Hawaii refuses to pay that fucking site fee. And like, you have Max Holloway, you had BJ Penn, would have been great fucking ambassadors for Hawaii. Goddamn Bellator was fucking holding events out there, but because Hawaii never wanted to fucking pony up. Nope. And then now they're also saying that they're pitting city versus city. So one of the quotes was, this was TKO's COO talking about this. He said, if we've got a St. Louis up against a Des Moines, Iowa, if you want us back there and you've sold out and broken records in both your arenas, you have to pay for us to come back or else we'll take it to another town. So you're like pitting everybody against each other to bid up the fucking fees on top of that.
Yep.
So goddamn disgusting. Like, how much money do you need to make? Like, what is your goal out there? I get you want to you got to make money, but are you here for the fans or are you just here for the fucking money? Because it feels like we're just here for the fucking money now.
Capitalize as much as you can.
You're like squeezing blood out of a rock at this point.
Yep. And they're squeezing everybody.
Right.
The
across
fighters,
the board.
The venues, the states, the, you know.
Like, how many ads do you hear during a goddamn broadcast? And I was telling earlier about the ESPN, like the pay-per-view. Like, I bought the pay-per-view, and then I got to watch a fucking minute ad on something I already paid for twice.
Not cool, yeah.
Paid for the service, paid for the pay-per-view, and then I have to eat a minute ad to watch it. It's so stupid.
Ludicrous.
Needs
yeah.
to end. So anyway, what else is going on?
Let me see. I have chaos knowledge. And then, somebody was talking to Joe Rogan about, broadcasting. And he said it like kills him. Like he gets brought to tears when his friends are in a cage and it's not going well. Like when, I think it was when Cormier lost, that fight, he was like crying because of it. He was so upset. Like he I guess it's hard for him to do that is kind of what his point was. So
sounds like his estrogen's too high. I'm just saying.
Well, it's good to your point. When Dana White was on the 60 Minutes, they asked him, he's like, what? He's like, there's no such fucking thing as being too masculine. It doesn't exist. He's like, you can't be too masculine, because they were trying to say like, oh, is it too bro-y, the UFC?
Yeah, I think he was talking about toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
like,
he's like,
that is some woke bullshit. You go
you
fuck your mother with
masculine.
That shit.
And then we have Rogan with the estrogen. He's like, I get it though. Like that would be hard. Like if you went for a fight and I watched you and then you got your ass kicked, I would be upset about that.
It's tough.
I don't want to watch that.
Like I told you before, like my brother is a boxer and. Like he did the Golden Gloves in Chicago, won that, and but you know in that process you're gonna get beat up sometimes. I'm like, oh, this is fucking really tough to watch.
Oh yeah, couldn't imagine. Because there's always a risk, but it is fun to watch someone win. I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure. If you're winning, it's fun to watch. If you're not, like, oh, this is tough, man.
Yep.
Especially when it's your blood. I saw Jake Paul's dad was talking kind of about the state of boxing and his sons. I want to play this little clip and then we can kind of discuss what he has to say. I'll share my sound. Hopefully it's not super loud.
Oh my God. Did you guys watch that press conference with Jake and Tank? Tank and his team must all be completely brain dead. And if he were the face of boxing, it would fucking end. Everybody in the boxing world should be thanking Jake. He's putting asses in seats. He's blowing up women's boxing like it's never been done before. And Tank, trying to have a conversation with him, it's worse than talking to a third grader. And then his team didn't even know what the fuck they're talking about. They're like, oh, well, how about we want to do 8 or 10 ounce gloves and blah, blah. And Jake's like, that was your guy's team. And his manager, whoever the fuck the retard was like, well, I didn't know about it. Well, what the fuck do you guys do? You know, like... Just the boxing community should be thanking the fact that there's somebody with some brains representing the future of boxing. Thank you, Jake. Tank, you're a fucking retard. GP's out.
Tank, you're a fucking retard. I can't disagree with what he's saying. So it makes sense to me, you know?
I agree. What else can you say about that?
Well, I don't know Jake Paul personally. He seems like he could be somewhat of a little like genius in a sense. Like he figured out a way to make a shitload of money by not being tied to other people's shit. He just gets to do whatever he wants. And I mean, who wouldn't want that? That sounds amazing, right? So,
yeah. And it is a fact. He is making women's boxing more popular also by throwing them on the cards and having good fights. So,
yeah,
he's not wrong. Let's see. I got a couple things. Oh, here's a small cage fight for you. I always like my dog cages. So here's one. I can't play sound on this. They got fucking weird shit going on in the background. I don't know what state we're in, but here we go.
Chaos. We're in chaos state.
But look at the size of this. Literally.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Size less smaller than
12 by 12?
Like a one car garage.
And they got a woman fucking ref in there somehow. And these guys are just throwing fucking haymakers.
She wearing
at
heels
each
too? No.
Probably. Oof.
She is freaking wearing
Does she
heels.
She have boxing gloves on too? Yeah, she is. Does she? She's got some kind of gloves on.
Just wearing
know.
Big gloves. She's wearing heels on a wrestling mat. That's just
yeah, puncturing the mat every time she takes a fucking step.
She's really dumb.
So that was a small cage fight. Now I'm going to show you a smaller cage fight.
Way to get smaller than that.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Okay.
I don't know if I can do sound, but I'm going to go for it. And then if I have to edit this in post, I will.
Oh, oh God.
I can't do this.
Okay. What the fuck? Wait.
Ingo, this is so bad.
The guy's missing an arm.
He got fucking smoked right off the bat.
Did I see that correctly?
Yeah, you did. I don't know what this is, but it ain't right.
Beating up on
totally
me.
It's not right. Let's see it's this not, again.
There's nothing. Yeah.
We represent the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop. I'm dead. this is. So, why is the third guy waiting for his turn? You should all attack at the same time.
That was silly.
I don't know what that is. A one-armed guy should not fight in MMA. I think that's the point of that.
No, we had that before. What was his name? I forgot. Damn it. You
it's
remember.
Probably good. I know who you're talking about, but I specifically turned him out. I can see him. Nick Newell.
That's it. Yeah.
Thank you. Let's do a little tweet of the week. We
okay.
need sound.
Grab his dick and twist it!
Oh my god, dude, this is an MMA fight, dude!
You too much... twist that dick!
Twist his dick!
Twist his dick!
Oh my god, dude. Oh my god!
Oh, dick twist!
This is like a staple in my house. This is where I'm like, oh god, I'm a terrible dad. But the kids saw this like maybe a year ago, and now it's a running joke in the house. We just do it randomly. Somebody will say that, and I'm just like, not in public, guys. Okay, you can't say this.
It's not okay. Like it's okay, but it's
or
not
like
okay.
Somebody bitches about something. I'm like, would a dick twist make this situation? okay, I'm done.
Complaining. Nice. Twist his dick. Give me the old dick twist.
It's funny. Yeah.
I'm ready for some KOs. You got some KO action?
Yeah, I got one, and then I got a couple knowledge. Hold on. This is a little
story of a girl.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that song. That's a good one. I think it's PFL. Here we go. Got a little head kick action.
Oof.
He got all of that one.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
it
he
was
did.
All the shin. Let's see it one more time.
He looks all geared up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Big boys. Big little boys, I should say.
Yes. I have a double knockdown. Let me turn the sound off. We see these every once in a while.
Oh, wow.
That's who the fuck was it? Carlos Conda and Dan Hardy exchanging left hooks.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
Yes.
For that.
Right into Canalage. What do you got?
I got two things. So
yes.
This weekend is the premiere of The Smashing Machine, the movie about Mark Kerr. So I don't know if it's with The Rock. I don't know if it's any good, but
everything I've seen from it, like the trailers, everything looks really fucking good, and I want to see it. So
yeah. So that should be a worth a watch. And then I have the early edition because it's almost Halloween.
Oh, here we go.
Of a little Chucky. For you, we got a little
Kay
Hansen from a
you
couple of
damn right
different angles. I
thank
mean,
you.
And here's another one.
I'll respect her authority.
A big fan. Big fan. Good costume.
Like it. I believe this is, what's the sport? Rugby?
Okay.
A little rugby action. Is this women's?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know they get down like this.
She's grabbing her by her.
Up like that. They grab their suit and shoot them up in the air.
That's like an actual official move?
That's a thing. Yeah. These ladies are getting up there. We can watch this one more time. I don't know.
I mean, yeah. Looks crazy.
That's insane in the membrane.
Bad boys rips.
Good for everyone.
I mean, yeah.
We all win. You get 3 extra points if that you fucking split that shit.
Extra points for it. Yes, I like that.
Yeah, what did they call that shit? A Grundy? Is that what that was called?
Wedgie? Ever putt with a wedgie?
Wedgie.
Wedgie. Yeah. What's a Grundy? I've heard that before. I have no clue what a Grundy is, though. It's
a
something.
Grundy, a noogie, a wedgie. I don't know.
Are you aware of the 6'7" thing?
Perfect. Because I just saw, like, Frank Nazar, he's a Blackhawk. He just had a hat trick, I think, yesterday. So on his first goal, he did a 6'7". I had to look it up. What the fuck is a 6'7"?
It's like all the kids are doing it. There's some song that they got that from. It's like a hip hop artist of some sort. And then it's like all the kids are doing it at middle school and high school. I don't know.
This is all I saw.
Yeah. It's like a thing.
That's it?
Yeah. 6'7". I don't know. It's from the fucking song. I don't know what it's called. Okay. I've never even heard it, but the kids are doing it all the time. There's also a 3'4", 4'3". I don't know. There's all this weird. This is what happens when society is on the internet too long. Weird shit happens. That makes no sense, but it just happens. It was on ESPN the other day. They had Baker Mayfield and somebody else. I think there was like a thing, and they like, yeah. And then ESPN was like 6'7". I'm like, this is in TV now. Yeah. So
I had to look it up. I'm like, fucking ChatGPT, what the fuck is this? And it's like trying to explain it to me. It's like, do you want me to show you a video of what this is? It's about this fucking rapper and a song. I'm like, yeah, like, let's dive deeper. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm out of loop. Fucking, it's like football with all their dancing. Like, what are we doing? Like, you make a play and then everybody runs to the end zone and got to fucking
dance.
Do something.
Yeah.
Well, then potentially get a fine. Because you've danced too hard. You've party rocked too much.
NFL, the no fun league.
Exactly. And racism.
Yeah.
Thanks, football. Cool. I just want to watch the game and watch the Bears dominate. Doing two. They're going undefeated the rest of the season.
We're
going
to stay 2-2 this week. So no Bears.
They're going to be 15-2 by the end of this motherfucker.
Oh my God. That'd be crazy.
You know, win something. They'll win our hearts. They're winning us back over, at least me. And then, no, we can shut down.
Alrighty, well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffin, thanks for playing.